Chase on the field, Greg and Hans in the booth. Chase, thanks for coming on. Congrats to you and the guys. Nice win tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, this feels so good to be back in this building, doesn't it, and getting a win in front of these home fans?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best to protect Lavelle's house and get a win.
And hey. I was really happy for Jake Retzlaff, too, because it's not all on the quarterback, but he gets his first win as a starting quarterback. I thought he played great tonight. How about you?
Oh, he played awesome. He was slinging the ball over the place, really commanding the team, being a great leader. So proud of him and what he did today.
Hey, Chase, I got to meet your dad at practice the other day. He looks like a better athlete than you.
Oh, he is. He's jacked.
He's jacked.
I need to get on his weight training plan and get a little bigger. So
he told me he played back in Ty Detmer's day, and I looked at him like, you look 5 years younger than me.
He did. He's a good player. He's fast and physical, so got to be more like him.
I'm just curious, growing up with a guy like that, that played here at BYU and that has that kind of knowledge, how much did you lean on your dad for help and advice to get where you are?
Oh, all the time. He was my offensive coordinator growing up, so we'd draw plays up together, and he'd watch college football and put, you know, we had, I think, 120-play script when I was in second grade. That's just kind of the, we had a wristband that was just full front back, so it was a good time. He's taught me a lot, and I'm grateful for him.
8 targets, 7 receptions. What was the one you guys didn't connect on tonight?
I think it was that little screen pass that was a penalty on the left side. Just a little bubble route. Didn't connect, unfortunately. But we'll get into that.
Well, nice to have Jake looking your way so frequently and then being able to come up with the passes when they do come your way. Did you get a sense early in the game this could be a good night for you, a big night for you?
I mean, it's you always come into the game wanting to perform well and get a team win. And hopefully you can hear me. I don't know if it's kind of
getting out a little bit. Yeah, a little bit crackly, but we got you.
Okay. And so I guess going in, you always want to perform well. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear.
Yeah, it's kind of coming in and out, but I think we've got you a little bit.
And today we were able to connect, and I think every game we just come out with that mentality of getting everyone the ball and winning a game. So I'm glad we could connect on a couple passes.
Well, Chase, I watched you through this entire game, and it's incredible to me how you're able to provide the separation depending on whatever the coverage is. When you came out here and kind of the first coverages, were they running a lot of press? Were they trying to man you? Did you feel like they were bracketing, leaving safeties on you? Kind of give me your feel of what you gained and then what you saw and what you were able to do with their coverages.
Yeah, I mean, they showed a lot of cover four, like when we were watching film and stuff. They came out with a lot of new stuff and different stuff, especially on third down. They ran a lot of one. And I think just reading, I mean, they came out with different things every play, so it was hard to get like a grasp on what they were really trying to do, but I think mid-play, you just kind of see the coverage and the openings in the field and working your man. And we were able to see the holes. Jake was reading the field really well and finding the open spots and gaining good yardage of plays.
Your mic sounds great, by the way, right now.
There you go, perfect.
Really clean, by the way.
Don't move.
What were you most pleased about tonight, Chase? You think you'll look back tonight and go, you know, we really wanted to do this at a certain level, and we did that.
I think our everything on offense, we were able to move the ball, and Jake was really comfortable and confident. We had some deep balls, we had some screen passes, we had some runs, we had all sorts of layered plays, which was very impressive and think kind of what we struggled with last year. So I think we moved the ball and we were consistent today.
Chase, is this the deepest receiver room you've been a part of?
I think so. I mean, you look at the stats, we've got catches from 6 or 7 guys on the team. So what an awesome moment for Cody Hagan getting his first catch, Tay Nakua getting out there, JoJo getting his first big long touchdown. Everyone's playing really great, so I'm proud of them.
Pretty clean night, I thought, for the offense, too. There were 2 penalties. One was a shift, one was a hold. But I think for the most part, you guys got to run the plays you wanted without a lot of hiccups. How about you?
That's right. I think that's a big thing that I was proud of with the offense today was our discipline and not having a lot of penalties. So
yeah, for a first game, you never know, right?
Exactly. It could be messy, but we really dialed in. And I knew from the offseason that we had that we're a disciplined team and that we're not going to have a lot of penalties. So proud to see that.
Chase, do you miss the whole quarterback controversy, the whole who's going to be the starter? Are you going to miss that? Do we need to build something up for week 2? Like, who's going to start week 2?
I know. Yeah, we'll just keep it a secret and maybe Gary comes out game 2 and you see.
Why not, man? Throw exactly. The wrinkle out there.
Hey,
have a little bit of fun.
Chase, how nice was it to be a team and have Jay Hill end up in the building and be with you guys tonight?
Oh, Jay Hill's the most amazing. You know, he's an awesome man, and just grateful to have him and watch his toughness and have him as an example to me and to the team. He's such a cool guy that didn't want the spotlight to be on him at all, and just to have it on the team. But prayers out to him and his family, and he's just a stud.
By the way, I mentioned at the start that you've now got three career 100-yard games, one in each season. But feel free to get some more this year if you want.
You got it.
Chase, you write down goals, like, before a season starts. Greg's talking about the 100-yarders and the different games. But do you write down goals like, I want 1,000 yards, I want 18 touchdowns? How do you go about that?
I do, yeah. I have my personal goals, 1,000 yards, over 75, 80 catches, and stuff like that that are personal. And then team goals, of course, a Big 12 championship, 10-plus wins, make it to the playoffs. So hopefully we can fulfill all those goals.
Oh, yep. Hopefully.
You're on the way, and hopefully the team is too. Chase, always great chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time to spend it with us, and good luck this next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chase. That is Chase Roberts.